Hey there, Renegades. This is Tampa Earl, and welcome to the Renegades Radio Podcast. You've come across a shorter version of what we do at RenegadesRadio.com, which is play anything, anytime, anywhere. The advantage of the Renegades Radio Podcast is that we can take an hour or so to delve deeper into a subject, hopefully one that you'll find interesting. First off, I must apologize for the lack of broadcasts of late. In mid-February, my mother passed away from COPD. That has resulted in unplanned travel and a lot of work on the estate and other things. But as Queen and Freddie Mercury said in a song, the show must go on. This show is dedicated to my mom and her memory. Being able to create a memorable song is one of the greatest desires of any musician, singer, or songwriter. For it to become a hit is the next dream, and if the song enters the popular mainstream, even better. But when a song becomes so iconic that other artists want to remake it or cover the song, then that's when you've really made it. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to look at some of the greatest, and some of the worst, cover songs in the history of music, playing the original first and the cover next. We'll get it started with what I consider as one of the greatest cover songs of all time. Considered one of the greatest artists that Motown ever presented, there is a plethora of songs from the legendary Stevie Wonder that have been covered by a diverse list of artists. But it is the late bluesman Stevie Ray Vaughan who contributed arguably the best cover song in history. While giving respect to the original tune, Vaughan was able to put his rough-hewn edge on Superstition and make it sound like a completely different song. Compare the two, and you may come to the same conclusion. Let's get it started with Stevie Wonder's version of Superstition here on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
We'll be right back. Wash your face and hang. Superstition ain't real. They were superstitious. Nothing more to say. They were superstitious. Devil's on his way. Superstition ain't no way. We'll be right back.
satisfaction. No
That was Devo with their version of the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction on the Renegades Radio podcast. Originally recorded on their own label, Devo redid the song in 1978 after they were signed with Warner Brothers Records and with the blessing of Mick Jagger. The result was the first big hit for Devo and a video which became a staple on the new music video channel MTV. Why do bands cover songs? It could be the familiarity factor. Such songs are already familiar with audiences, and as such, they can have a head start on being a hit. Sometimes, however, the cover could have just been a joke to start with that the fans turn out enjoying it just as much as the original. That's what we have with our next song. Toto's Africa was a piece of 80s sugary synth pop that, while it went to number one, was not critically acclaimed. That didn't stop 90s alternative band Weezer from goofing around with it, however. Released initially as a joke after being trolled on Twitter by fans, the Weezer version of Africa became the band's first number one single on the alternative charts in more than a decade. It also led to a full album of Weezer covering songs from the 1980s. That is called the Teal Album, and it's out right now, and it features the band on the cover dressed out in full 1980s garb. Take a listen here and see if the nostalgia washes over you. Here's Toto with the original Africa on the Renegades Radio podcast. Thank you.
the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
you did, you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me, tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. And give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied.
That was the Pet Shop Boys covering Willie Nelson's cover of the Brenda Lee song Always on My Mind on the Renegades Radio podcast. The Pet Shop Boys are in the annals of British music history as the most successful duo in the country. Since 1985, the Pet Shop Boys have 22 top 10 hits, which include the cover of Always on My Mind, along with West End Girls, It's a Sin, and Heart. The Pet Shop Boys have also sold over 100 million records worldwide. What is the time frame when it is okay to do a remake of a song? Seems that the best time frame is usually about 20 years, just long enough for people to have the original song fade from their memories a bit, but just familiar enough that they will say, "I remember that," and enjoy the song. There are occasions, however, when it is only a few years before somebody picks a song to be covered. Back in 1974, soul legend Al Green wrote Take Me to the River, which would prove to be one of his last secular hits before he became a pastor. Wildly successful for Green both critically and commercially, David Byrne and Talking Heads took a risk and decided in 1978 to put their cover of Green's popular tune on their album More Songs About Buildings and Food. It would prove to be successful for Talking Heads in being a top 40 hit, but not so much the other three artists, Foghat, Brian Ferry, and Levon Helm, who also had cover versions out at the same time. Nobody will ever confuse David Byrne's vocals for the mastery of Al Green. See if you agree as we hear Green's original, Take Me to the River, on the Renegades Radio podcast.
I'd like to dedicate this song. Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying,
I don't know why I love you like I do, out of all the changes that you put me through, used all my money in my cigarettes.
This is the Renegades Radio Podcast, and that was Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Joan Jett and her band The Blackhearts, with their cover of Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People. Sly and the Family Stone rode the song to their very first number one hit in 1968, but Jett's rocked out version could only make it to number 37 in 1983. Coming to the end of part one of our look at cover songs, we'll wrap things up with one of the iconic bands of the late 80s and early 90s, Depeche Mode. One of the most popular groups in British history, arguably one of Depeche Mode's greatest songs, was from their LP Violator, Enjoy the Silence. The popularity of that song wasn't overlooked by the Italian band Lacuna Coil, who picked the song out and covered it in 2006. In this instance, the dark, moody sounds were carried off well by both bands, with Lacuna Coil's version a bit harder than the Depeche Mode original. Compare the two as we start with Depeche Mode's version. Here's Enjoy the Silence on the Renegades Radio Podcast. Rocking out the Renegades Radio Podcast with Faster Pussycat's cover of Carly Simon's You're So Vain. That cover was a part of Elektra Records' 40th anniversary celebration CD, a two-disc set called Rubaiyat that featured artists then currently on the label covering past songs from artists that established Elektra on the map. Along with Faster Pussycat, such notables as Metallica, The Cure, The Georgia Satellites, Linda Ronstadt, Tracy Chapman, and the Gypsy Kings all covered their favorites from the Elektra catalog. If you've got a chance, it's worth a listen. And that wraps up part one of our look at some of the greatest covers in music history. In part two, we'll get into some more of these fantastic works. And yes, even some of those that weren't so great. So be sure to tune in for that. I'm Tampa Earl, and you've been listening to the Renegades Radio Podcast. If you'd like to listen to more of like what we've offered here, be sure to join us at renegadesradio.com and follow us on social media, on Twitter at renegades_radio, and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/renegaderadio. That's RENGADERADIO. And if you'd like to contact the Renegades Radio Podcast, be sure to send us an email at TampaEarl@RenegadesRadio.com.